Hello, it's Lisa and Pete for the catch-up.
Well, yet another threat to our cyber safety with a Wi-Fi flaw called Crack about to leave us vulnerable to being hacked. Tech expert Trevor Long gives us the details on how to avoid it.
A guy in the US led police on a merry chase because it was on his bucket list. So we wanted to know the weirdest things on yours.
And our TV reviewer Justin Hamilton reviews Chicago Justice.
This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5.
Trevor Long joins us now. He's our tech expert from EFTM.com.au to talk about crack. Trevor,
just
hello.
Just say no. Hello,
yeah,
Trevor.
Well, interesting topic. Not the one many people would be thinking. This is a Wi-Fi issue that we're all about to have.
All about to have? So it hasn't hit us yet?
No. So what happened last night was some security researchers announced they had found a problem with the system we use to create Wi-Fi passwords. So when you set up your modem with a new internet provider and you've got a Wi-Fi network, it says put in a password. That password is created and encrypted by a certain technology, and that technology has been found to be flawed. And they've proven it in a very, very detailed way. It's very, very nerdy, but in the end, bottom line, someone can sniff, look at, understand, see what's happening on a Wi-Fi network without actually having had the password. There's been no attempt, no known cases of anyone actually using it, but the problem is now that it's out there, now that it exists, we're most vulnerable because the hackers are going, rightio, what do I do with this?
Couldn't they have kept it a secret? These guys who found this out, you know, instead of putting it out there?
To their credit, they did spend some time talking with people like Apple and Google and manufacturers of our Wi-Fi routers to tell them what was happening well in advance of releasing the update, the announcement last night. So, for example, Apple has already announced that they have already fixed this problem in the next update of iPhone software. I got a statement today from Netgear, people that make a lot of our routers at home, saying that they are already rolling out an update to people's routers. But that's all well and good for the people that actually update their software.
I must say, I got an Apple update thing within like about 2 days of each other. One went through and then all of a sudden another one. Is that related to this?
I don't think it is yet, but the thing is that
normally
the new
they're a couple
iOS,
of months apart.
Yeah, the new iOS only came out literally weeks ago, so you'll find there'll be frequent updates weekly almost over the next few weeks, and then it'll start to die down to every few months.
I'm up to 13 or something is the latest.
No, you'll be iOS 11.03 is the current.
Mine says 13.
Really?
Seriously?
13?
Yep.
Wow, you are 2 years ahead of all.
No, I have, well, maybe I'm just going to... Hang on, let me have a look.
You are from the future. So the critical message, I thought so. The critical message for everyone is this stuff happens, right? And it could be an impact. Frankly, the hacker would need to be standing outside your house to get in. So
the hacker just saw me coming.
Yeah, let's be clear. It's not a massive threat to people's homes, but it's a reminder that when Apple sends a little note saying there's an update, update it. When other phones do that, when your computers do that, this is why, because these companies actually fix these problems. Now, it's much more challenging for people's home routers, the modem router. Most people have never logged into that. So it's worth, maybe it's a weekend challenge this weekend, is to learn how to log in to your modem and look for what they call a firmware update. That'll update the software. It might even make your internet faster. You never know.
We're going to put Lisa on a timer.
It's hurting my head.
This weekend. 13.
I thought it was all taken care of when I did it on my iPhone and my iPad. But
it is for those devices, but every other device in your home is at risk some way, shape or form.
Okay, so the word is update. It's as simple as that. You're going to get updates being sent out from all the companies that manufacture all the stuff that we're using technology-wise as we speak. Update, update, update.
Always update and learn how to do a firmware update on your router.
All right. Because a lot of people say they don't like to update straight away. Oh, it does this, it does that. But, I mean, these people are sending them out for a reason. They know what they're doing, don't
That's
they?
That's right. Yeah. I mean, there's always a little incremental change that might bug people, but trust me, that bug is better than being hacked.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, hacked by crack. Thank you, Trevor.
Thanks, Trevor.
There you go.
Trevor Long, our tech expert there from EFTM.com.au.
I didn't understand a word of it, but I just do as I'm told.
A firmware update for your modem.
Oh, Lord.
Just call your local. If you call... If you look at... if you're with Telstra, if you're with Optus, if you're with any of these companies that take care of your internet, just call your local telco or your internet provider. Ask to speak to technical support and they will be able to step you through the process bit by bit to do a firmware update on your modem. Not a problem. It's
all
very
right.
easy.
Excellent.
We want to know what the weirdest thing on your bucket list is. This off the back of what happened in Iowa in the US. Mm. A state trooper attempted to pull over a sedan with expired license plates on one of the interstates there. Driver refused to pull over, ended up in a chase. And when they finally got him over on the side of the road using the pit maneuver, he said, "It's always been on my bucket list to be in a high-speed chase."
Idiot.
With a cop. Unreal.
Okay, we're not laughing at, well, we are laughing at that, but, you know, not in a try this at home kind of way.
No, don't.
You've got to admit, it's a bit funny.
It's a bit funny. Adam in Bankshire Grove, weirdest thing on your bucket list, mate. What is it?
Hey, guys. Weirdest thing on my bucket list is, I'm out of not exactly the best shape, but I want to run the Boston Marathon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I've got my bucket list to do that two times, once to prove that I can do it.
Yeah.
And then the second time I want to go in a full Kathy Freeman-esque type running suit that she wore at the 2000 Olympics.
Oh, the over-the-head and everything. Yeah.
Over-the-head and everything with the Australian flag and the WA flag and then my football flag as well.
So. You'll be weighed down with flags. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Why? I mean, you know it's going to be, you know you're going to have to get something around you. Because it's going to have to hold it in with the...
What are you saying, Pete?
I think he's going to... You know, we're just going to move on. Adam, thanks for your call, mate. Appreciate it. Callum in Bickley.
Like an over-shoulder boulder-holder.
Yeah, that's
over down there. Okay.
What's the weirdest thing on your bucket list, mate?
Well, not my bucket list, but my sister wants to fist bump the Queen.
She wants to fist bump the Queen?
Yeah. Yep.
Right.
That is pretty wicked. I've got to admit, that's a pretty good one, I reckon.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. The Queen has a wonderful sense of humour.
Yeah, she'd be up for that.
She'd be up for a fist bump.
Lisa in Byford here, the weirdest thing on your bucket list?
Weirdest thing on my bucket list is I want to own a zoo.
Oh, I like that.
Mm. So have you done anything like towards it yet? Have you started planning or anything?
I've got six kangaroos.
Oh.
I've got two emus.
Yeah.
2 miniature cows, 2 miniature goats. And probably another 20 animals already.
You're on your way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind an elephant.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Yeah.
A sloth?
But no, definitely, aim for the stars.
Oh, how wonderful. Are these rescue animals, Lace?
Yeah, we've raised the roos since they were little joeys, little pinkies. So they're road crash victims and things like that. And, and the emus as well. So.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Excellent.
You sound like you're well on your way.
Yes.
Thanks, Lisa.
Good luck with that, Lisa.
Please be advised the following radio segment is designed for people who have televisions, people who watch television programs in their homes, on their computers, or on electric telephone devices. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just Talk and Telly. This is Justin Hamilton. Talk and Telly.
Justin.
We love a TV franchise. We love TV shows that spin off into other TV shows. And
yes.
And the creator, Dick Wolf, who he's not just a funny name, he is a guy who has produced...
Proper talent. He's been around for a while. Mm-hmm.
You know when you just know a name and it's so ubiquitous with a product and then you look it up and you go, oh, I have not given this guy enough respect. Mm. And, you know, Miami Vice, Hill Street Blues, and the Mac Daddy of them all, the Law and Order series. So his latest franchise is the Chicago series that includes Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, Chicago Med...
Oh.
And the latest one, Chicago Justice. So each Chicago series follows different aspects of the city, and Chicago Justice follows the prosecutors and investigators of the attorney's office. And immediately you can work out why this show is the Andrew Ridgely of the Chicago series, because it just doesn't sound very exciting, does it?
Well, I like the idea. I was just about to say, what's taking him so long? Because I love a good law series, you know, and Chicago sounds like a great spot for it.
Yeah, you know, but like Chicago Fire, you're dealing with hunky firemen, and Chicago PD, you're dealing with hunky cops, and Chicago Med, you're dealing with doctors saving lives and falling in love,
and then there's lawyers.
And then there's Chicago Justice, which you go, oh, so this is Law and Order. Why not just bring back Law and Order? That was great. By the way, there's nothing wrong with this show. It moves along at an acceptable rate. It has Carl Weathers in it. And I will always love Carl Weathers because of his performance as not only Apollo Creed in the first three Rocky movies, but when he appeared in...
Of course.
Do you remember him in Arrested Development where he was...
Yes.
Where he was a scab?
Yeah.
Playing himself as a scab. So funny.
Yeah.
So I love Carl Weathers, but funnily enough, the problem with it is it's so slick that it just glides so easily past you while you're watching it. You barely notice what's happening on the screen. Take the opening scene of last week's episode. We open with a sassy young prosecutor who is finally given a chance with a case, but uh-oh, it takes a turn and now she questions her skills.
Oh.
And then you've got the classic dialogue between a detective and a forensic doctor while standing over a stiffy. That's a stiff body, that is. Anyway, you know how that plays out. The doctor says something the detective doesn't understand, so the doctor explains it simply to show how smart he or she is. So we've seen this so many times that even the dead bodies have to turn from the whiff of the hackneyed that goes along with the scene. And then you've got the detectives who work together. She does it by the book, but is willing to let certain things slide because her partner is a maverick. And do you know how I know he's a maverick? Because he has an earring.
Oh.
Oh, watch out for that bad boy. He might come and take your daughter on a date and have her home by 10 p.m. So this show also played out in a way that suggested it was going to tackle some serious topics before remembering that it's a 45-minute show and some of those topics they want to tackle can't be fixed between ad breaks, you know? So the episode I was watching, it had all these parallels to Black Lives Matter and the movement overseas and specifically in America. And I thought, man, they're going to really throw this open for debate and it's going to be amazing. And then you get to the end and everyone who could be guilty is innocent and the so-called villain is a nondescript character who did what he did because I guess the script demanded that it was someone that no one can get upset that they were saying that person represents that side. So look, Chicago Justice, Channel 9, 9:40 p.m. Tuesdays. No thumbs waiting for a dunk-dunk.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.